Blog Talk Radio.
Happy holidays. This is Chriselle Stouse. I play Amanda Dillon on All My Children, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hey, this is Eden Regal on Stardish Radio. I would just like to say to the Stardish listeners, Merry, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and Happy Holidays for those of you not celebrating Christmas. And I hope your holidays are very merry and bright.
Hey everybody, this is Kiko Ellsworth, and I want to wish you all a Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas. Go out there, be safe, have fun, live, love, be happy, and we'll see you soon.
Hi, this is Manai Noji, and you're listening to Stardish Radio. Just wanted to wish you a very Merry Christmas. I hope you were good this year. Ho, ho, ho!
Hi everyone, you're listening to Stardish. This is Kent King, and I am wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a happy New Year.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is December 17th, 2008. I am your host, Joanne, and my number here is 347-945-5423. Make sure you guys call in and participate. And for those of you who are guests in the chat room, take a minute and register with Blog Talk Radio so you can participate in the chat room as well. Tomorrow's show, December 18th, I will be joined by Brian DiTillo from Days of Our Lives and Greg Ricart from Young and the Restless. That will be at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and so make sure you come back out for that. And then on Monday, the 22nd, it's a special Christmas show. I'll be talking to actors such as Eden Regal, David and Melissa Fumero, Mark Lawson, Chriselle Stouse, Danny Kennedy, Seamus Dever from General Hospital, Catherine Hickland, and many, many more. And there should be some surprises as well. So make sure you come on by for that Monday, the 22nd. Then also on the 29th, I'm going to be joined by, again, Michael Fairman from MichaelFairmanSoaps.com, and we're going to be doing a countdown of the best and worst of 2008 in soaps. So why don't you guys send me your picks at StardishRadio.com and leave some comments on the wish list. It's good for comments also, and tell me what you think were the worst and best moments of soaps this year. I want to know who you think the best couple is, who the worst couple is, worst recast, worst person coming back from the dead. I want to know all that stuff because this is going to be a completely interactive show on the 29th, so I definitely want you to check that out as well. So, and then I'll be off the 30th and the 31st, and we'll be coming back sometime the first week of January. So if you haven't signed up for the email news alerts on stardishradio.com, I suggest that you do so because that's how I will be letting everybody know who the next guests are going to be. Pretty soon, Facebook and MySpace are going to be obsolete, and you'll only be able to get the information off of the website. So I really suggest you guys go ahead and sign up for those email alerts. Tonight we're going to be talking to Aiden Turner from All My Children, just waiting for him to call in. He's notoriously late, which is par for the course when it comes to him, so I'm not really too surprised. So in the chat room, say hi to everybody in the chat room, Crystal and Aiden's Angel and Little Bear and Crystal Baby. You just call 347-945-5423, and that's how you get to call in the show, Crystal. So definitely come and participate. It's always, always welcome. 904 Georgette's on the line already. Hey, Georgette.
Hey, Joanne, what's up?
Oh, nothing, just waiting for Mr. Turner to call in. So tomorrow night, Brian DiTillo and Greg Ricart's coming on the show.
I know, I can't wait. I want to talk to Brian, I think. I decided I'm going to talk to Brian DiTillo because I've always dreamt of meeting him because I've been watching him since I was like 10, him and Allison Sweeney, and I met her back in 2006. She was sweet as pie, so I've always wanted to meet him, and he's a really funny guy. If you watch, like, like the SoapNet specials they used to have with him, like Soapography and stuff. He's very funny. Even just see him taking pictures with the fans, he likes to have a lot of fun. He's one of those people who likes to have fun and really connect with the fans and stuff. So I'm very excited for that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that myself.
He should be a great addition.
Well, you know, it's time, the new year, Star Dish Radio is going to start branching out to other networks, especially since SoapNet is kind of crossing our networks a little bit here with this new Rock the Soap cruise. They're going to be having, you know, Brian DeTillo and Greg Ricart and Jake Silverman, all of them are going on the cruise. So they're kind of crossing over daytime, you know, the networks. So it's not going to hurt to go ahead and check out the other soaps and see what's going on.
Oh, well, I've been watching him since I was 10. Granted, I don't watch Days of Our Lives. I really don't have time to sit there to watch all those shows. But I do watch every now and then. But Rock Soap Cruise, they're lucky to have him because he's a lot of fun to be around. A lot of my friends have met him before. And said he's a lot of fun. I could imagine him doing karaoke and all that stuff. He's a cool guy. So I've always wanted to meet him, but I just really never went out to go out, you know what I mean? And one of these days I will. So we'll see what happens. And Greg Ricart, seriously, I've been watching him since he was on Dawson's Creek. So
really?
But I've never watched him on YNR either because I can't, like, switch from different networks. Because then you're going to, like, watch 7 or 8 soaps, and I don't have time for that. I can't even watch one, let alone 7 or 8. So.
Well, I think there's always time to be found somewhere around there. I mean, I have a little hard time myself, but you got to kind of manage it if it's something that you want to do. But I'm excited to have them on. And, yeah, like I said, next year it's going to be it's going to be a definitely new show with more people and from different types of networks and different genres of entertainment, and it's not just going to be based around soaps. I never did create Star Dish based on soaps. So
means all you listeners out there need to start supporting Joanne and Star Dish and start listening to other shows that are not for soap opera people.
Yeah, there's other stuff on here besides there's other stuff on here besides soap stuff. We get a lot of actors.
There's a lot of actors and stuff that you guys have missed out on, like good people, like Robin Sidney and a lot of other people that you've missed out on because you guys don't listen to the shows. We have to be able to broaden our horizons and get out of the soap world because even though it's very popular and the soap fans love it and we're very dedicated, if you went up to a random person in the street and asked them who Tony Geary was or Jeannie Francis, they'd be like, who the hell is that? So we need to broaden our horizons and reach out and try to, you know, learn new things, get to see new people, you know, and go, we're going to start, I think you should do primetime too, go for primetime stars.
Oh, absolutely. I have some primetime people lined up that are interested in doing the show, but, you know, it's, people are hesitant because it's still internet, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's still hard for some publicists, and I'll say publicists, not the actors or actresses. The publicists still have a hard time as checking it out and using the internet as a form of media. You know, they still don't really consider it to be a form of media.
Right.
You know, even though it is, and you can reach
so many
people.
You need to get with it. That's the new way it's going to be for now on.
Yeah. They can definitely reach a lot of people on the internet. I mean, God, we had people in here in the chat room the other night from where? Australia and
Iceland.
Oh, where was the other one? Iceland. Iceland, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Iceland. So
well, that goes to show you could do anything on the internet these days. I'll give you a great example. This past Sunday, my dad's DirecTV hasn't been working for 3 weeks now. And we get DirecTV every year for NFL ticket for the football because we can't watch Dolphin games on TV because we live in Jacksonville and they play the Jaguars on TV. And the past 3 weeks, they haven't been working. Well, my dad's been so frustrated, so angry, that he said, you know what, forget about it. So he goes online and watches the football games online. Now, granted, it's not as nice as watching on surround sound, big screen TV in HD, but still, you can go on the internet and watch the freaking football game. That should tell you a lot.
Well, pretty soon, there was some kind of report saying that there's going to be a way now that you'll be able to plug your thing right into the computer and start watching everything on the computer instead of the television. So who the hell knows what's going to happen with this stuff. But
I come out with new stuff every day, so it doesn't matter.
This is true. This is true. This is true. So we're just waiting for Aiden to call in. It's 10:10.
I'm excited for the past shows. That should be interesting, like the year wrap-up. That should be cool.
Yes,
like,
Michael Fairman is going to come back, and he's going to hang out with us on the 29th and do that.
I'll be there.
So I definitely want everybody to go to the website and start putting in their bids for who they think, you know, their opinions on who is the worst couple, best couple, and all that stuff. Tell me what you hated about the year 2008. Tell me what you loved. And we'll definitely include it in the show. So,
like Joanne said, you guys need to sign up for the StardishRadio.com, sign up for the email updates. I get them, and every time I get them, I open them up and read them. So from now on, I think she's going to start beginning the new year. She should make a thing that by January 1st of 2009, she's going to stop sending out Facebook and MySpace bulletins and messages, because, you know, honestly, Joanne works really hard, and she works really hard on the show, and she puts a lot of dedication and time in it. Doing the MySpace and Facebook is just something for you guys, so you don't have to go on the website. But from now on, for her to have to do one less thing and spend less time on it, she's just going to go on the website. So sign up for the website and get email updates, and it emails you every time she gives you an update. You open the email and you read it, and then it'll tell you who's going on, because I open mine up every day. Like, everybody should be able to check your email. And if you don't have email, then ask your friend. I can't tell you if you don't have internet what you're going to do to find out, because I know there are some people who don't have email or internet. So
right.
I'm sure you can find someone to ask your friend with.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, what you got to understand is when you sign up for the email alerts on StardishRadio.com, you'll never get spam. The only email you'll get is pertaining to what's going on with the show, if there's a new guest, a new contest, because I've got some pretty good giveaways coming up in January. I have some, I have the soap opera, the ABC Soaps in Depth book from Super Soap Weekend, autographed by Eden Regal, that I'll be giving away. I have an autographed photo of Kristen Alderson. I have, and these are photos that I made, and I had them signed myself. This is not stuff that, you know, is pre-signed. This is stuff they signed for me. So, and actually, I'm getting a package in the mail next week from Bradford Anderson and Kirsten Storms. They both autographed some stuff for me. So I got some good giveaways coming up next year.
And I'm
going to
get some stuff from Brittany, like I told you. Get some stuff from Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
I'll work on Forbes for you to get some stuff to give away. I have pictures that I can go and give away, autographed pictures of him. And I'll also see what I can do and work on Jason Tam and stuff and see if I can get some stuff to give away. And whoever else you want me to, I can try, so...
Yeah, so it's definitely gonna be a new year, new show, and then the Christmas show next Monday. I will be having conversations with David and Melissa Fumero, Mark Lawson, who else? Brittany Underwood, Jason Tam,
Tika Sumter,
Eden Regal, Chriselle Stouse, her better half, Graham Bunn. Who else did I speak to? It escapes me. Kat Hickland. And, Seamus Dever is supposed to call in on the 22nd.
I love him.
Yes. So, and there's going to be some surprises, too. We'll have some people just popping in and out of the show. So you're never going to know who's going to be there unless you're there. So, you know, you want to find out what everybody's doing for the holidays, then gotta tune in next Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So,
Speaking of Mark Lawson, you'll be able to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Mark Lawson, today's his birthday, so shout out to Mark Lawson.
It is.
Happy birthday.
Yes, it is. And I guess it's not really a secret anymore. He's also engaged.
Oh, is he?
So congratulations to him for that. Yeah, it's on his Facebook page, so I know I could say it now. But yeah, he got engaged, so congratulations to Mark. So anyhow, let's get to the show. Tonight's guest is an Emmy nominee, and he has graced us with his superb acting talent and gorgeous looks on All My Children for the last 6 years. And I am so pleased that he could be with me tonight. And please welcome the fabulous Aidan Turner.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for welcoming
me.
That's really nice. That's really nice to welcome me like that.
Well, how else would I welcome you? Are you kidding me? If you were here, I'd have a red carpet for you.
Yeah, I hope maybe like a little glass of wine or something.
Yeah, well, I'd have a red carpet, and at the other end, I'd have like a nice glass of wine waiting for you, and you know, a nice warm blanket. Yeah, come on.
looking after me. Thank you. Well, I'll give you a big Christmas hug and a big kiss for the new year.
Oh, thank you. I feel it already. I'm tingly. Okay. Got that all done.
Whereabouts are you right now?
I'm up in Buffalo,
New York.
Yes, up in Buffalo. Yes.
But it's snowing up there, is it?
You know what? It's not now. It was yesterday. It snowed all night, but we only got like 3 or 4 inches, and then by the morning everything was gone. So, you know, it's like one of those wet, nasty snows. Nothing pretty.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, but it snowed down near Manhattan yesterday too, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It was gorgeous. It had these really big flakes of snow falling down from the sky. It was the most romantic moment. I mean, those who are out could enjoy it in Central Park and walk down Fifth Avenue. But I was at the studio and watching it come down, you know, on the street, which is not so attractive outside the studio. But you know, still, it was lovely to see.
Yeah, but we had a Melissa Claire Egan was on last night, so she was saying that it was really pretty. So,
yeah. Well, she's really pretty, so it's great for her to say.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get her out
is.
The, I don't know whether you know this, she's, I think you do, I think it's already aired, that she's in that psych ward.
Yes, she is.
And she, you know, she's in that psych ward, and I'm trying to get her out, but the only thing she can think about is Rock the Soap.
You know what? I'm telling you, Rock the Soap is it. And that's what we're going to talk about right now before we get to anything else, because I don't know if you people in the chat room know, March 20th through the 23rd, Mr. Aidan Turner with 21 other people from daytime is going to be on this Rock the Soap cruise, and he's going to be going to Mexico.
From Los Angeles, I've never been to Mexico, so I've been close to. Went to San Diego, so we're leaving Los Angeles to go down to Mexico, and then we're like deboarding and having a beach party. That I love beach parties. I've had one in Thailand, so I want to see how much how much better the Mexican Riviera beach party is going to be. I'm sure, because I'm a big fan of tequila. Maybe we can all have a big, you know, dance. Can all pull out all our best dancing moves and see how much fun we can have. I'll also be DJing. I'm bringing all of my best European and American Chicago house and dancey tunes with me, so that there's going to be a party on the cruise that I'll be DJing at, and that I'm sure will be off the hook.
Oh, yeah, and I was really surprised to find out that you were a DJ. Now, is that the kind of music that you cater to? You do house music only or anything else
besides
that?
Well, I do house
that?
Music. I mean, I do, but most of it, I mean, it's got lyrics, you know. A lot of people call house music techno, but techno really has a bad connotation that, you know, it doesn't have any, you know, any lyrics to sing along to. And most of my music does. It's very, you know, dancey sort of, you know, you can have a couple of drinks and you can go crazy to it. You know, One More Time is, you know, a commercial tune. World, Hold On. Loads of different really good feeling songs, as well as, I mean, I'm going to have a couple of, you know, like 90s beats and, you know, the early tunes from this decade. Everything that's going to get everybody up and dancing and having a great time.
Yeah, well, I can see them, everybody on that cruise, up and dancing with you at the turntable. So
I've never been on a cruise, so I'm excited, and I'm gonna have a I'm going to be smiling from ear to ear.
This is fabulous because I'll
my
say that I
my left ear to my right ear.
And you know what? What a gorgeous smile it is, Aiden. And can I say that there's been at least 5 or 6 people that I've spoken to that have never been on a cruise. You have no idea what yous are in for. I mean, it is
yeah.
a fabulous time. And then to boot, to be topped off, to be paired with their favorites from All My Children, General Hospital,
General Hospital,
Life to Live, Days, Young and the Restless.
Days, yeah. I mean, it's
Pan.
Everybody. Every like, amazing... I would say soap character that,
mm-hmm.
that you love and adore. I mean, I just looked through the list, and I mean, I'm not a big soap watcher. I mean, I know people from One Life to Live and GH because I've been on an ABC show for the last 6 years, but
mm-hmm.
I recognize, you know, they've got all the top people going, and not only that, but they've got a top destination, and it's relatively cheap. I know today's economy is really, really tough, but also at the same time, we're going to be there, and we're going to be spreading the love and giving out a lot of hugs and kisses, and I just think it would be a great monumental experience that one needs to do, especially, you've got to be there, because I'm a Virgin Cruiser.
This is true, and there's so many of them on there, so if you guys are expert cruisers, you can be definitely showing them the ropes. And bring on, you might have to share some Dramamine with some people, but, you know, that's okay. It's all right to share. A little bit of some Dramamine. I said they're going to have to bring on the Dramamine, you know, some of you guys.
Why not?
Breyer from One Life to Live said that she gets horrifyingly seasick. So,
I do too. I do too. Not horrifyingly. I went on a small cruise from Cyprus to Egypt, and then from Egypt to Israel, and I got seasick there, and it wasn't nice. It was just it was a smaller ship, so
right,
this one's
right.
going to be a big mammoth, beautiful ship. I presume.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Never
it's going to have
know.
A hole in the roof, and yeah. But my Bob, my good friend Bob, who I know, whose wife. I've got to, you know, have the pleasure of working with the last
right.
year,
mm-hmm.
really wants me to say that, you know, you don't have to fully commit financially now, that you can put a deposit down.
That's right.
$250, and then that, you know, gives you a spot. I think even my mum is coming with her boyfriend, so I'm going to be putting that deposit down tomorrow, actually.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, it's a $250 deposit up until December 31st, and you have to put the code in 250 holiday, and then you have until the middle of February to pay it off. And there's also the Refer a Friend program, where you book your
You get $50
cruise.
Off, man.
$50 off. But now, you know what, though, Aiden? It's not just $50. So the more people you wrangle up to go and you keep putting
yeah.
your name, you may end up with a free cruise.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, if you get 10 people to go, absolutely. You get 20 people to go. I mean, it doesn't stop. So it's almost it's like a commission-based. You can be a salesman, too. I mean, there are... They're not fully sold. I mean, there are only I wouldn't say only a few places left. But
mm-hmm.
You know, if you want all your friends out there, the more friends that you have, the more friends that are going to go, the more friends you're going to have fun with.
That's right.
I would say you don't want to. You know, the more people you know there, the more fun you're going to have.
Exactly.
I'm going to bring my mum and her boyfriend and my brother and his wife, and going to bring my new little nephew. And I'm really looking forward to it. Thirdly, I love tequila. And fourthly, I've never been to Mexico. So I'm really, really pumped. And I'm going to bring my music. And what more can I ask for than to have, you know, some friends from the soap opera world, my music, my family, and
mm-hmm.
A margarita in the sunshine.
There you go. I'm telling you, it's a fabulous time. And if you guys didn't book it, get out there and book it. You got till December 31st to take advantage of the $250 deposit. You know, after the 31st, it goes back to $500. So definitely take advantage of that.
Yeah, for sure.
Now,
Absolutely.
I mean, you want to go see Aiden at a beach party. Come on now. Hello, Aiden
yeah.
Turner on
I'm
the
working,
beach.
I'm working out more now than I've ever have done.
Oh, really?
So I'm trying to get rid of my, my builder's body and try and get one of those models' body. I mean, it's tough, but I'm drinking this Monavi juice as well, which is
get out of here. Are
me.
You really?
I am. I know. People are like, going crazy about it. But, me and Colin have been drinking it, and I've really noticed the difference. I've lost a bit of weight. I have a lot more energy.
Oh.
I don't drink coffee anymore. And I'm just going mad for it, you know? And I'm only saying that because I love it, so...
Well, you know, I ask because I started doing it 3 years ago, so that's why.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a distributor, but
mm-hmm.
I drink it, and I love it.
Yeah, no, I'm not a distributor anymore
that.
Either. I drink it, but I don't do the distributor part of it, yeah.
Yeah.
It does definitely make a difference, so...
So have you been enjoying what's been going on with Aiden being a little bit naughty?
You know what? I told you it's Super Soap Weekend. I'm loving it. I'm loving the fact that you are turning out to be a little bad boy and you're not the knight in shining armor anymore, you know?
It appears like that, but at the end of the day, I was really hurt what Greenlee did to me. And
yeah.
Ryan, of all people, I mean, he should have had a little bit more respect than having an emotional affair behind my back. And then all of a sudden, you know, he's seeing her all the time and, you know, he just got a little bit too much. I punched him in the face more than
mm-hmm.
once. I told him, what more can I do apart from kill the guy? And I'm not going to go to prison for such a
right.
backstabbing schmuck like that. So when this did happen, when Annie was, she told me and told me and told me that this was going to happen, and I never
mm-hmm.
believed her. And I
right.
really feel responsible. I really feel responsible that she's in that hospital and she's lost it. I mean, she's gone
she's
a little crazy,
it, right.
a little nuts. And I feel that maybe if I'd have just listened to her in the beginning and maybe
mm-hmm.
we could have met at the comeback bar or at Confusion and I could have said, you know what, Annie, let's have a drink. Why don't you just sit down with me and have a drink and let's talk about it. Maybe none of this would have ever happened. So I feel really guilty. And that's why my character seems like he helped her out.
Right.
To try and bring Emma home and get, you know, and just sort of... get his own back on Greenlee and Ryan, but at the same time, he did feel guilty while he did that.
Mm-hmm.
And he also feels really guilty that she's in hospital, and Ryan doesn't really, you know, he's not really caring. He served her with divorce papers and that have been signed, and she has had no, you know, no input in signing the papers. He's got Greenlee, they've been married, and I'm now trying to not break her out of the hospital, but I'm trying to... you know, show her some love and affection and try and get Annie back on track. So even though, like, maybe I did a little bit of a bad thing for a little while because I was, you know, I think we all do that when we're sort of hurt and jealous or sort of peed off. But I'm now really trying to do the right thing and I really feel bad for Annie. And so I am being a knight in shining armor, but I'm doing it in a way that I have to do it this way, otherwise... I'm going to get found out, and she might stay in there forever.
Right. Well,
she didn't mean to kill Richie.
Last night,
Richie was
Melissa,
a bad man.
Yes, he was.
Sorry.
But so last night, I said to Melissa, I said, I have a feeling now because Rebecca's leaving the canvas, this may be her saving grace at getting Ryan back now because he seems to be a little bit more concerned with her, and he seems to be pushing her away a little bit more, Rebecca, Greenlee, so to speak.
Yeah.
But then she did say, though, you know, though, Aiden's really trying to help me out, so you never know. So you know what? I think this is going to be another battle between Ryan and Aiden for the affection of Annie.
Right. Well, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I know I feel really, really bad for Annie. And I know she's a beautiful girl, and I know that all she wanted was to have a man in her life that would take care of her and take care of little Emma. And Ryan was there for her, but as soon as Greenlee came back into town,
mm-hmm.
and she caused a lot of problems. And I was there. I was there to pick up the pieces. Zach paid me to make sure that she never went near Pine Valley Hospital. But because
right.
I spent so much time with her, I ended up like feeling sorry for her. And then because I'm such a great guy, I was her knight in shining armor and made sure that everybody in Pine Valley liked her again. And then as soon
mm-hmm.
as everybody in Pine Valley likes her again, Ryan somehow, you know, just doesn't feel the same way about Annie because, of course, Greenlee is liked and respected and back in town and looking great and going out with the stud of Pine Valley, and he wants what he can't have, and that, and then just left Annie for, you know, like an empty beer bottle that he just threw down on the side of the path onto the grass.
Well, I'm glad to see the change. Oh, no. You know what? Aiden's going to come out on top. Now, let me ask you a question. Since Charles Pratt took over the writing, listen.
Yeah?
Since Charles Pratt took over the writing, are you happy now with the direction that Aiden's going?
I love James and Barbara. I had a really good meeting with them like 16 months ago. We sort of hit it off from the get-go at the actors' meeting, and I was really hoping that they would bring me forward and bring me into the story, and you know, give me some challenging story and challenging scenes that, you know, of course, that would challenge me, and they did. And Chuck Pratt came on board. I mean, you know, you have to like swap writers every so often just to keep, you know, to keep it fresh, because sometimes people get stale. I'm not saying that James and Barbara did get stale. But Chuck Pratt, of course, was, you know, employed at the time when ABC needed or wanted, you know, him. And then I had a meeting with him at the Emmys, the SoapNet party. And I just said to him, you know what? He said, well, what can I do for you? I mean, I love your character. You've been doing great work. He said, what would you want your character to do? And I said, well, Chuck, I always do the right thing. I'm always picking up the pieces and getting left behind. And, you know, in real life, I'm like Aiden Devane in real life, but at the same time, I do have a little bit of a bad boy edge, and I don't always do the right thing. Why can't Aiden sort of, you know, do something out of character? So, he did his thing, worked his magic. I've been enjoying everything that he's done for me, and he really did a great job taking over from James and Barbara as far as Aiden Devane is concerned. I mean, I'm sure he did that for everybody else too, but I really feel strongly James and Barbara are amazing together. And Chuck Pratt really did an amazing job. I've got some people outside that want a picture with me. Can I take a picture?
Aiden, I never deny you a picture. Take a picture.
You did a radio interview, but if you don't, I'm just going to... Yeah. But you can... Yeah, I'll take a picture with you. What are you doing?
Tell them they have to listen to Stardust Radio, though.
You have to listen to Stardust Radio on the internet.
Okay. Tell them to go to StardustRadio.com.
Hi, Daddy. Hi, it's in my building. I'm in my lobby of my building.
you're home or you're outside the studio?
It's my home at the building.
You everywhere. Wow. Well, you know
what? They're getting into a limo.
Are they really? How cute.
Yeah, we're going out for a big night.
Well, let's see here. Speaking of your fans, darling, you have plenty of them, and I want to get some of them on the phone with you before
you
disappear. Okay, we're going to start with your number one fan, and you'll know who this is. Area code 716.
Hi, Aiden. It's Kimmy.
How you doing, darling?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm very good.
That's good.
You looking forward to Christmas?
I am looking forward to Christmas.
A few days away.
Yep.
Have you been a good girl this year? Otherwise, Santa's not going to leave you anything. Unless you leave him a big glass of whiskey.
I try to, you know that.
You know Santa Claus is Irish, right?
Irish, really?
Yeah, well, so my mum told me. Anyway, go on. What's up? What's your question?
I didn't have a question. I just wanted to tell you that your friendship is like the best present I've ever gotten in life, and
you're too cute.
I just wanted to tell you that. So
thanks, Kim. Well, I really appreciate all your love and support over the years, and you know you've been great to me, and you've given me a lot of love and support, and I want to send you some love and kisses back, especially at this this time and the holiday period. So I really appreciate it. You come to all my events and the parties and Super Soap, of course.
Yep.
And I hope you're coming to Rock the Soap. If you're not going to be on Rock the Soap, I don't know whether we can be friends anymore.
I am coming to Rock the Soap. I am. Karen and I, we wouldn't miss it. It's going to be us.
You and Karen are coming? We'll have fun. I promise you that. We'll have fun. We'll take a load of pictures. And we'll get some sunshine.
Okay. Pictures are good.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Thanks, Joanne. Merry Christmas.
All right, Karen.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye.
Bye. She's so cute. Oh, she couldn't wait for you to come on. Couldn't wait.
Nah, she's great. She's the best.
And she'll be on the cruise, so that's a plus for her. Let's go over here to area code 352. You're on the phone with Aiden. What's your name and your question?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the phone with Aiden.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Aiden. How you doing? This is Renee.
Hi, Renee. How are you?
Hi. Good. Better since I got to talk to you. I didn't think I'd get through to you tonight.
Man, there is a Lord. I'm glad to talk to you. I don't know. There's just something about this time at the moment. I know a lot of people feel unlucky, but I don't know. It's just a magical time for me.
It is for me now too.
The weather's warmer in New York, and I don't know. It's just a lot of love going around.
I have a question.
And I don't normally speak like that, by the way. I'm not some crazy. Oh, there's a lot of love going around. I'm really being sincere when I say that.
No, honestly, you're a sweetheart because the year before last. Before this last Super Soap, I had walked up and I was just watching you sign autographs with fans, you know, not thinking I could ever get an autograph. Well, anyway,
right.
I yelled, I don't know what I was thinking, but I yelled, Aiden, you are hot. And you turned around and looked right at me and said, you are so beautiful. And I was in shock.
Oh.
I'm like, what? But
well, you must be beautiful, because otherwise I wouldn't have said that.
Yeah, right. You say that to all the women.
Oh, they just said, yeah, yo, hey, how you doing?
No, but I have a question for you. So from you were talking about, I've been wondering, like watching you play hide and seek with Annie when she was under the blankets on the show.
Yeah.
You looked aggravated with her. Are you faking to be her friend, or are you really?
No, in fact, I'm really, really upset for her that she's there. And I mean, the reason why I probably would have looked aggravated is I'm in a mental institution, and I'm only there for her, and I'm not really comfortable there, and it's not like my ideal place to be. The only reason why I am there is because of her, and I feel really, really bad of what's happened. So it's hard for me to, like, crack a smile. So, I'm trying my best with her, but at the same time, just to watch her hurts my feelings. You know, it hurts me that she's going through what she's going through, especially when the orderlies come in or you know, she gets certain things that happen, what with this Dr. Sinclair girl, and it breaks my heart. So I'm just trying my best, you know, to be upbeat. You know, you got to put yourself in a situation where if you're not crazy and someone kind of has lost it a little bit and gone to a nut house like Oak Haven, and you have bribed an orderly, and I'm in there, and it's not where I want to be. The food is terrible. It smells worse in the hospital. You know, there's people shouting and going crazy all the time. Well, not necessarily going crazy, but they're just weird. And it's an uncomfortable place to be. So, it's a place that's hard to be upbeat. And I'm only there for one reason, and that's to try and make it better. And so I know that I like to be laughy and jokey and sweet and, you know, I don't know if I can, at a push, be sexy and charming. But when you're in that kind of a position, you know, you just have to, as an actor anyway, you have to remain true to the situation and what the characters are going through. So that's probably why. And if I look really depressed, I mean, I'm sure it's not happening in my real life. So it must have just been a camera angle or some really bad makeup.
I know, honey.
Please.
It's good, and you don't need any makeup, trust me.
Oh, cheers, darling. Thanks.
But is there any... Is Annie and Aiden going somewhere?
I'm not sure. I'm sure. As far as the writers are concerned, I haven't heard anything. There's rumors that I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
I love working with Melissa Regan. I think she's a talented actress, and I'm really pleased that I've been considered, and they're giving me such... I mean, over the last 4 weeks, of course, everything that's on there now, we shot 4 weeks ago. The story has got a lot more involved and a lot more detailed, and they've asked all sorts of things from me, which I've read, and I've thought, oh, I don't know, you know, I'm not too confident about that. But I've gone there and I've done the best I can as an actor, and I would love to be with Annie, I think. I'm not sure. I mean, I know that she's at heart. She's a great girl. She's a kind girl. She's full of love, and she's honest. She never did anything behind Ryan's back. She just wanted to have him and be the white knight in her life and take care of her and Emma. And if I can get her back to that, and she's cool and she's not, you know, vindictive or... I mean, I think she's been pushed to the edge. And if I can bring her back from that edge to a safe place, yeah, I would love to have a relationship with her because I think she's gorgeous, sweet, and talented, the character anyway. So, I mean, I'm open to that for sure.
That's cool.
But also, there's this doctor that's running around town that I'm not too sure about. But, you know, we'll see where the story goes. And I'm really excited to come back from the new year and explore it. What's that?
I heard something about that doctor that she might not be all she's cracked up to be.
Yeah.
Cracked up to be?
Well, no pun intended, right?
No pun intended,
right. Absolutely. No.
You know, she's not quite as good as she should be.
Right.
But
we don't want any spoilers because the suspense is what keeps us watching.
You're not kidding.
Absolutely.
Trust me.
No spoilers.
To be honest, there's nothing in the future for me and Annie. There's nothing in the future for me and any girl. I'm just there to help Annie, and that's it. And that's the truth.
Okay.
That's sweet.
Okay.
Too.
Very good. All right, Renee. Thank you for calling. I have several other callers to get in, so be brief.
Okay. I just had one quick question. I've read that you like to go to Miami. Florida.
Well, I love the house music. I love the European vibe down there. So.
Yeah. What is your what do you do in your spare time? What do you?
I make mixtapes. I used to DJ ever since I was 15. It was a big pastime of mine, which I absolutely love because when I was a chef back, I was at chef school 16 to 18, and I was actually DJing at 17. So while I was at college, it paid for, you know, my train fare back and forth and my education and also my car when I was 17. I bought a pretty nice car. I mean, it was like £1,500, so it was like $3,000, you know, so it wasn't, you know, nothing special. But I just, I love music because it, you know, helps me get up and dance around and be sociable and have fun. And so I did that, and it basically put me, when I was a chef, when I left chef school, I only got paid like $10,000 a year, and I worked 6 days a week at this one restaurant. And then I worked two nights a week DJing, and I earned more DJing for the 4 hours a week than I earned all week. It's just crazy, and it gave me the money to then travel around the world when I was 20 and went to, you know, like Thailand and Malaysia and Bali and stayed in Sydney for 10 months, and then I went to... And then came back via New Zealand and Auckland and Fiji for 2 weeks. And then I did Los Angeles, which I always wanted to go to. And then Vegas and Yosemite National Park, Modesto. And we went to San Francisco and then back down Ventura, down Route 1, back to LA. And I went to Toronto and all that. I mean, this is £2,000, like $3,000 I did all this for. I mean, I worked in Australia as a chef and a bartender. Did about 75 hours a week. It was kind of exhausting, but at the same time, I'd saved a lot of money just for my spending money on the way back. Of course, the ticket was already bought, but I needed hotel money and you know, travel money and drinking money. mm-hmm. and massage money and all that kind of stuff, you know. To do a scuba dive, I did scuba diving. My first scuba diving lesson was in Fiji, and I got my open water paddy diver's license. And then the last 4 years, I've trained up to a dive master. So that was something that, yeah. And when I got back from then, that's when I did drama school and met Megan, and then traveled to New York and got on all my children. And ever since then, I've just really tried to do the best I can and keep that job, because it's just such a great environment with all the great actors, and they inspire me every day. I learn something new every day, and I'm always challenged. So, and I get to hang out with all guys like you and you know, go on great trips. Like, we're going to go on in March at Rock the Soap.
Yeah.
And just, you know, there's so much love that come from you guys to us that make us feel like our job is worthwhile. You know, and I know we work hard, but you give us so much love and attention any time we interact with you, and that just, you know, it's a joy.
But thank you. I appreciate you taking my call, and Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Joanne, thank you.
Happy New Year.
And you
too.
Oh,
you're welcome, Renee.
And
take
Merry
care.
Christmas and Happy Holidays, and you take it easy.
You too.
Okay.
Yeah, and you.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Wow, you're just a traveling man there.
Used to be. Well,
mm-hmm.
Went to London on Saturday, so.
Oh, okay. Well, still traveling. All right, Area Code 330.
Hi, Aiden.
Hey, how you doing?
It's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
How are you? Not that I'm
good,
still in Ohio.
Very good.
I'm still in Ohio. It's freezing.
Oh, yeah. It's freezing here in New York, too.
I don't really have a question for you, but I wanted to let you know I have the video of you and Alicia singing Happy Birthday when we were on Long Island. And
oh,
Yes, I do. Do you want a copy?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, I'll have a copy sent over to you.
Thanks, darling.
That's all I had to say. I don't have anything else to ask you.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you see me all the time anyway.
I know.
Thanks for listening.
There's nothing
really tuning in.
I know Nikki's on the line waiting to talk to you, too, somewhere out there.
Oh, sweetheart.
All righty. We'll talk to you later.
See you later. Take care. Have a good Christmas.
You too, Aiden. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Area code 423. You're on the phone with Aiden.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Aiden.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm Crystal.
Whereabouts are you from, Crystal?
Tennessee.
Ah, is it nice and warm down there?
It's not too bad. I don't have a question. I just wanted to tell you that I have a 4-year-old son, and I named him after you.
Oh, you didn't. Well, that's nice. Thank you.
Ever since I seen you on All My Children, I told my husband whenever I had a son, I was going to name him Aiden.
Well, it's not a bad name. I used to hate it when I was younger because it was so different, and no one else was called it. I wanted to be called John, which is my middle name. And but, you know, it comes in handy these days. And then, of course, all my children wanted to call me Aiden 6 years ago when they created the role. So just worked out for me in the end. You know what it means? It means little fiery one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, my son is a little fiery one.
Little fiery one, which is true as far as I'm concerned.
And I love watching you on All My Children. You're awesome.
Thank you. Thanks for saying. I've been having a good time. I've really been enjoying this last year and a half. And
you've done a real good job.
Working harder than ever, just to make sure that, you know, every episode that I do is the best that I can be. You know.
Mhm.
Just because, you know, there's so many lines every day, it's hard to keep up with them. And if you're not confident and you don't know what you're going to say, or you're not so sure what you have to say next, you know, it really takes away from your acting chops. So
I bet it does. I bet it's real hard to memorize all that stuff.
It can be. I'm getting a lot. You know, I'm getting more used to it every week. And the more you enjoy something, the better you are at it. You know.
Well, that's awesome. But I just want to tell you that I named my son after you, and you're awesome.
Thanks, honey. Well, you have a good Christmas and Happy New Year.
All right. All right, you too.
Well, you
thanks
got
a lot.
To
take care down there in Tennessee.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye, Aiden.
Cheers. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's got to be such a thrill for you when you hear stuff like that, you know?
It is. No, it gives me a warm, fuzzy feeling inside, and I'm not kidding around.
Now, when you have children, will you name your son Aiden?
I don't know. I mean, I'm my dad's called James. His name is James Turner.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good English name.
James Turner?
No, well, more, I don't know. Jesse James Turner.
Jesse James Turner, yeah.
Jesse James Turner. That would be a good name. I'm not sure.
Oh.
I have to think. I haven't really thought about it.
Aiden, I just got a news flash from Bob Guinea. You know what he said?
No. What did that horrible man say?
He said Nelson Bronco from Canada will be on the cruise doing something special. You know who Nelson Bronco is, right? From TV Guide Canada?
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, hello, TV Guide Canada. I love Canadian people. They've got a great sense of humor, and you know, they know how to shoot the beep with the English people.
Well, he will be on the cruise. He does a column for TV Guide Canada, and he'll be on the cruise doing something special. So that's another reason to get your tails on the cruise. RockTheSoap.com. And go to soapnet.com and register for the free cruise. I mean, you win a cruise for yourself and another person. It's you know, you never know. These things, people actually do win.
And tickets are, believe it or not, running out fast.
Yeah, they are. I saw that. There's very limited space left, so you definitely have to get your stuff in there. So that's just another reason to go. There's tons of exclusives. Torsten K will be releasing his book on the ship. Aiden's going to be DJing. Kelly Monaco's going to be doing a sneak peek of her peep show. I don't know. What else is there? I mean, so much other. Rebecca and Greg Ricard are going to be doing the karaoke.
And the big beach party.
The big beach party. And Michael
Knight. Who doesn't want to go to a beach party?
I'm telling you. And Michael Knight is going to be doing casting call. Who wouldn't want to be on a casting couch with Michael Knight? Come on.
Oh. I tell you what, they haven't asked me to do it, but I know for sure that if Michael Knight is doing that, he's going to want fish and chips to come up. And,
oh, yes, fish and chips, definitely, I'm sure. Real quick, I have to mention your girl Kimmy is saying that the Broadway Cares Soap-a-thon, you're in the lead.
Broadway Cares Soap-a-thon when?
The Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS Soap-a-thon. I guess there's some kind of fundraising thing going on. And you're
going on right now in New York.
Something's
happening with that right now. And there's also Broadway Equity Fights AIDS in February, too.
Right. Well, there's some kind of soap-a-thon, she said, that's going on. And you will your team is in the lead. I guess they have a team named after you. So you're
in the lead. I see what you mean. Yeah. Well, great. That's great. Thumbs up, man.
Yep, thumbs up, guys. That's what he wanted me to tell you. All right, let's take a couple more calls. We only have a few minutes left. 904, Georgette, you're on the phone with Aiden.
Hi, Aiden. How are you?
Hey, Georgia. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. I don't have a question. I just want you to give a shout-out to my friend Courtney, who wasn't able to be here because she had spinals. And if she got to hear that you gave her a shout-out, she'd love you forever. She saw you at Super Soap this year, both days. She's a big fan, so I just want you to say hi, Courtney. Sorry you couldn't be here. Whatever you want, just say hi to her. That's all.
Sure. Hi, Courtney. Sorry you couldn't be here. Going to give you a shout out on Stardust Radio. Really, have a good Christmas and Happy New Year. All the best for 2009. Miss you.
Oh, okay, love
that's
that.
All. Thank you. Thanks.
Okay. This next caller, 201, you're on the phone with Aiden.
Hey, Aiden, it's Nikki.
Hey, Nikki. What's
How
up?
Are you?
How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I just wanted
to
call.
Nice to see you last week.
Last week? I didn't see you last week.
Well, it wasn't last week, but it felt like last week to me. It was
at the
brokerage, yeah. The brokerage. I think it was really nice. The brokerage has all been done out.
It was a very nice event.
Yeah, it's been revamped and refurbished, and it was the best one ever.
Mhm.
Everybody was really polite, dressed really well, smelling good, and No one got too drunk. Everybody had a good time. And I'm just giving 10 out of 10 for the brokerage.
Yes.
And everybody that came.
Well, thank you. But I don't really have a question. I just wanted to kind of say Merry Christmas in case I don't see or talk to you before that. And to have a happy holiday.
And to you, too. Cheers,
thanks.
Darling.
Bye.
Thanks a lot for calling in. See you soon.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. What are your plans for the holidays, Aiden?
I haven't been back to London for Christmas in a long time, and going to go to London on the 20th to the 26th. I'm going to be with some friends in London and also my family in Hertfordshire, which is just 30 minutes north of London.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm off to Thailand to see my dad. My dad's out there for 2 weeks, and I'm going to meet him there for 9 days, 2 days in Bangkok and 7 days on an island called Koh Samui. Megan has never been to Thailand, and she wanted to go so badly for the last 4 years.
Uh-oh. We lost signal with Aiden. I'm sure he'll call right back. Oh, that's so sad. This happens so many times. Yes, you guys in the chat room, while I'm waiting for him to call me back, if he calls me back, there's only 3 minutes left, go enter the contest for sure. Soapnet.com, and you never know. I don't know, Little Bear, you're asking where the winners are announced. I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming on Soapnet. You'll have to check out the website and see for sure. I don't really have any of that information. Just in case Aiden doesn't get to come back on because there is only 3 minutes left, I'm sure he knows and loves and appreciates all of you, and we wish him a Merry, Merry Christmas. And next year, once everything starts picking up with his storyline, I'm sure he'll definitely come back on. The flight, and I'll tell you right now, though, AMC Forever, you're talking about flights and hotel. Yeah, but you know what? Cheap things can always be found. I went on hotels.com. Find those little websites, hotels.com, Expedia.com. I found a flight to California from Buffalo for $240. So check it out. Oh, here he is. Oh, no.
You know what happened there? Did you hang up with me?
Yeah. Me? You're crazy? No, no, no. Okay, so you go and spend time with your family for the holidays. That's great. And
nice, yeah.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Well, when everything comes around for you in 2009 and the storyline starts to change, you got to promise to come back on the show.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
Fish some more. And,
why not?
One last time, rockthesoap.com. Get out there. Get the info. Go to soapnet.com and enter the contest. If you can't afford to go, try your luck. If you're a betting person, try it. You never know what can happen. You know, so
the worst that can happen is you'll have fun.
Exactly, exactly. Before I let you go, can you do a little promo for the show, Mr. Turner?
Why not?
Can you do like, this is Aiden Turner, and I'm so fabulously gorgeous. No, I'm only kidding. This is Aiden Turner on Stardish Radio, and you know, whenever you're ready.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Hi, this is Aiden Turner on Stardish Radio, and I'm wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Perfect. All right, love. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you after the new year. Have a happy, happy holiday.
And to you. See ya.
Thank
Cheers.
You, Aiden.
Thanks very much.
Okay. Guys, don't forget to tune back in tomorrow for Brian DiTillo and Greg Ricart. It's going to be a good time. Don't forget. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
What's the matter, Theodore? You don't look happy. Why? But you got all those wonderful presents for Christmas. Didn't you get what you wanted?